Welcome to an evening of meditation. Yes. So as you all know, we come here to meditate, to put our minds in a state of ease. Yeah. To relax the mind. To just coming together to just meditate for the next half an hour. That's always a lovely thing to do. To be able to just put aside a bit of time and get together as a group, share the same meditation energy, and just closing our eyes and allowing the peace and the serenity to kind of seep in through our minds, even though the footy's on next door. Yeah, so it's like meditation is very much a practice thing. Yeah, if you think about the people who go off into the forest, it could be a layperson or even a monastic, and they just dedicate like a part of their lives for the meditation practice. They can spend hours a day just sitting and just living a simple life. And it's just basically through that practice of just sitting constantly, day after day, that one starts to kind of get the benefits of the meditation practice. So, yeah, meditation is always, I think, first and foremost, it's always like a practice. Like getting your bum on the cushion, closing your eyes, is, you could kind of say, it's like 80% of the work. Yeah. Just being able to just put in that effort just to get yourself into a meditation position. And then closing your eyes and then just meditate. Allow the meditation to happen. So a lot of it is kind of like a natural process. Yeah, the process of attaining peace and freedom of mind just comes naturally by one's actions of finding a quiet place to sit from time to time. Yeah, and there's always techniques. It's like we come here to learn a few techniques on the meditation. Yeah, so one of the techniques is always like the present moment awareness, and just giving, say for the lady in the back, just say, because your back is not very good. So one of the things that we teach is to just, when we're meditating, we can kind of use that sensation, because it's just right there in front of our awareness, something for us to just focus on. Or just put our minds on, so that way it helps us be mindful or be present, be aware of this moment, and I remember I was going on Pindabat in Nolamara. So if you're the teacher there, the Saturday mornings, you go, there's a Pindabat route. So Pindabat is basically what monks do. They go around just collecting food for the day. Yeah. So if you go to Asia, say Buddhist countries, Thailand, Cambodia, Burma, they had this tradition that came from the time of the Buddha where they just walked on arms round. So that's like in the villages or even in the city. They just walk from house to house, or they just walk from people to people, and people understand what the monks are doing or the monastics are doing. They're there to just collect their food for the day. So it's also a time and an opportunity for people to make some good karma. So that's usually how the monks get fed every day. So anyways, I was on arms round this time, and we dropped by one of the supporters' house, and they would fill up the bowls with food. And there was this one lady there who was suffering from a lot of chronic pain. Yeah. And she said, She went to the doctors, she went to the specialists, she went to the physio, chiropractor. She went to all these professionals, and nothing seems to work except for meditation. But this is what she said. She said the meditation helped her a lot. Yeah. So, and then I actually met her at the weekend retreat. And she was very grateful towards her meditation teachers because they have taught her, they taught her meditation in a way where she could kind of overcome her pain or even like deal with her pain in a more positive way. And that is just the practice of just being mindful of the body parts which are in pain and giving them kindness, giving them like gentleness, giving them softness, instead of wanting to get rid of them, having anger towards them and seeing it as a huge problem. You do the opposite. You care for it. And I guess with this lady that actually found success in this practice, she went through some sort of transformation when she was meditating, and she got the happy results from it all. So, you know, yes, meditation is there to help you find peace of mind, but also you can sort of you can also give peace to the parts of the body which is hurting a bit too much, which is a little bit too sore. Yeah. And the idea is to just focus on that body part, relax it as much as we can, use our minds, give it kindness, give it metta, you know, this loving kindness, and then just see what happens. Yeah. There's no guarantee. There's no guarantee, but I've had a lot of back pain before, and it gets to a point where you're willing to try anything. So, you know, might as well just give it a go. Yeah, so yeah. Yeah, it's just... And also with this, like, this practice of meditation, we always talk about, you know, you got levels of the depth of where you can take your meditation. Yeah. I'm pretty sure you all know about that. And from the beginning to the last stages of the meditation practice, we're doing the same thing. There's no new or different instruction when you get deeper on your practice. So just keep that in mind. It's the same. It's the same kind of attitude that you bring in. The letting go, you know, you're letting go of the past and the future. Just being more present, you know, being in the present moment. And just being patient with the types of like hindrances and the problems that may come up in your mind. Because that's just all a part of having a human mind. When we're meditating, we could get a little bit sleepy. That's normal. When we're meditating, we can get a bit restless. That's normal as well. And that's all a part of how we go along this journey. And what we basically are doing is we're just having this attitude of just trying to be in the present moment, trying to still the mind. Yeah. It's like kind of, it's like, so Ajahn Chah gave this kind of really nice simile on the middle path, the middle way. So the middle way is what we want to be on when we're meditating. You can see it in this kind of idea. So the middle way is like the middle way is when you're in the middle, your mind is even, it's stable, it's got clarity, it's not all over the place. So you got the middle way, and you could be leaning a little bit to the left, or you're leaning a bit to the right. And Ajahn Chah, being this great teacher, he said his job as a teacher was to make sure his students would stay in the middle. Because when you're in the middle, you can walk the path. Yeah? Or when you're in the middle, your meditation just goes like smoothly. When you veer off to the left, that's like veering off into the past or veering off into restlessness or sleepiness or whatever, anger. Veering off to the right is pretty much the same thing. We can just say whatever we want, but it's just like the unwholesomeness of the mind. Like, what problems do we have as meditators? Oh, we might have doubt. Oh, this is not working. I'm wasting my time. And, you know, if you head off in that direction, what you got to do is kind of bring yourself into the middle. And then you walk the path in the middle. And that's how you grow in this meditation practice. So, yeah. So when we're meditating, just think about we're just trying to stay in the middle of our stay in the middle and try not to veer off to the past or to the future or to restlessness or to anger or to craving. Yeah, our goal is to be in the middle and just walk that middle path. And that's all you really need to do. From the start of the path to the end of the path, you're doing basically the same thing. And you're just growing in strength. Strengthen the stillness, strengthen the mindfulness, strengthen the clarity. Yeah. And then, you know, you can sit up here and start giving talks. and then it's like you start to feel the benefits. That's also another attraction, you could say, about the practice of meditation, is the results that you can get from it. And the results that you get from it, they do benefit our lives. Yeah. They add value to our life in terms of like more inner happiness, less stress, you know, those kinds of things. Yeah. So a funny story was, what happened was, I think it was a young parent, and she was like, he or she, I don't know who it was, stressing out at home, had a couple of kids, and they were feeling the stress of the parent. And then I think one of the parents said, okay, it's time for you to go on a weekend retreat. So this parent goes off on the weekend retreat in Jhana Grove, does the retreat, comes back. And she was like, he or she, I don't know who it was, really calm and peaceful. And the kid said, so next time when there's too much stress in the family, or mum or dad are losing it a bit, we'll just send them off on a weekend retreat. And just to illustrate, you know, what that story means is like when the parent came back on the weekend retreat, they were a lot calmer. They benefited from the meditation. And the kids could sense it and feel it and know, and the kids knew that it was something good for the parent and for the family. So this is how, like, when we talk about the benefits, there's many, many benefits of the meditation practice. Okay. So now we can just do some meditation, yeah, for half an hour, and then we can open up for question and answers. So it's just time to relax. Time to be at ease with whatever is happening to our minds in this present moment. When we hear the sounds coming from the athletes next door, we can not react and just be at ease with the sounds that we may think could be disturbing. So, in a sense, disturbance is really manufactured in our minds. It's not manufactured outside of our minds. So we can just allow our bodies to relax. We can just feel our bodies just melting into the chair that we're sitting on. Every ligament, every muscle, every bone just dropping and melting away into the chair, giving us a great sense of relaxing the body. So if we have any aches or pains in the body, we just take our minds and just place it where that pain is or where that ache is. And just trying to be calm. Have serenity towards it. And just give it kindness, give it friendliness. And just understand that aches and pains is something that we cannot control. Something to do with the body, the muscles or the bones or whatever. And yeah, we can react to it in two ways. We can be negative or we can be positive. So as meditators, we're always trying to encourage or build up on the positivity. So with the aches and pains, we're giving it positive energy, some kindness, some care, and give it patience. For the pain or the aches to heal. And if you need to, just if your aches are getting a bit too strong, you can always just move your body a bit. Just get it into the right position where the pain subsides and one can be at ease. And as meditators, we're just trying to get into that place in the mind where we can be at ease. And this place is sometimes best described as just being in the present moment. It's described by just experiencing silence. Yes. As humans, we experience things. We experience sleepy mind. We experience mind with thought. So what we're doing in the meditation is we're getting into that zone where we are experiencing the present moment. We are experiencing the silence. And we're just hanging out here. Hanging out, allowing things to flow. Things to flow and grow. So when we're meditating, we're just trying to get to the place of the mind where we can feel at ease. Feel at ease. Feel at peace. We can feel comfortable with the meditation at hand. There is a sense of no struggling, but a sense of this is easy. This is not difficult. And yeah, this is a sustainable attitude to have. It's an attitude that creates patience. We develop a sense of patience for things to develop, and things like the present moment and the peace and the stillness to arise. And that comes from just being able to develop a sense of ease, a sense of comfort with our meditation practice and progress. Ring the gong and we can all come out of the meditation. Just winning in the footy. Anyways, I was just thinking towards the end of the to meditation is I started to watch the breath, and sometimes just going to the breath from time to time when you meditate is a beneficial thing you can do to the mind because. Sometimes when we're meditating, we kind of lose our focus. Yeah, our mind just starts to travel everywhere. It goes to Costco. It goes to Bunnings. It goes to, I don't know where else we go. It goes to McDonald's, Hungry Jack's. As you can tell, they're all my favorite places because I mentioned them. But the mind just kind of wanders. And so the breath meditation is always a good place to go to if you don't really, if you want to kind of spice up your meditation practice and add a new dimension to it. Because I don't really talk about the breath meditation here, but it's always good to mention. Just having the breath there so we can actually place our minds on something that takes our minds away from the distracting thoughts. That's the main reason, yeah. And then you'll start to find that even though you're watching something like the breath, the awareness is it's just being aware of what's happening basically in this moment. Yeah, the awareness. So it's just the breath and the surrounding silence that comes with that. And it does really help take your mind away from the distracting thoughts. Sometimes the just being in the present moment and being silent, sometimes that's not strong enough within your own minds. So that can't really stop the distracting thoughts. So having something like the breath really does help with the meditation practice. So that's why sometimes we understand as meditation teachers that the breath is one of the harder objects to watch. But it doesn't mean that we can't do the breath meditation. So that's why I think some of the monks here, when they teach the meditation, they just stick to the body sweeping. Because that gives you a more kind of variety to focus on. You can focus on your foot, on your knee, on your back. So just the idea is there, it's just to have something to anchor your mind. And then over time you can start to see the benefits of just being in the present moment. Yeah. Just the peace it brings and the clarity of mind and just being at peace really and not having thoughts distracting you.